continue on in our subject.
我们今天要继续这个课题。
And this morning I want to talk about the coming crisis.
今天早上我们的题目是来临的危机。
Now as I mentioned to you last night,
昨天晚上我有告诉你们，
our theme is the early and the latter rain and loud cry.
我们的主题是早雨晚雨和大呼声。
But we want to be able to build or organize ourselves in such a way where we can understand the subject from a broader perspective.
因为我们要从基础打起，让我们有一个更广阔的认识之后再进入正式的主题。
So each subject is going to build on the other.
所以每一个题目呢，它会建立在另一个题目的上面。
So that when we're finished, we have a deeper understanding.
所以当我们完成这个研究之后，可以有更深层的了解。
Now I've made it very clear, I think, my position on the spirit of prophecy.
我也向大家宣告了我对预言之灵的认可。
And I hope you understand as well.
我也希望你也有同样的认可。
And so I'm going to start reading from the pen of inspiration.
所以现在我就要开始从预言之灵摘录一些。
And I want you to listen to what she says.
请听清楚。
Gospel Workers, page 323.
传道讲书原文323面。
We are coming to a crisis which, more than any previous time since the world began, will demand the entire consecration of everyone who has named the name of Christ.
我们正式面临自有天地以来所未有过的极大的危机。每位以基督之名为名的人都需要全然献身。
We are coming to a crisis.
我们来到了一个危机。
And it will demand what kind of a consecration?
而这也需要我们付出某种的献身。
What did the servant of the Lord say?
上帝的仆人怎么样诉说呢？
Entire consecration.
是全然的献身。
Listen,
听清楚。
When one commits their life to God,
当一个人把自己献上给上帝的时候，
that commitment should be fully and completely given to God.
这样的立志是全然的献给上帝的。
The church of God, I believe, does not realize what's about to come.
我相信我们本会还有很多的人都没有想到以后要发生的。
And may God help each and every one of us to have an entire consecration to Him.
也愿上帝帮助我们每一个人可以全然的献给他。
It's time that as God's people we get very serious about our Christian experience.
我们也晓得时候已经到了，我们要在上帝认识上帝的经验里面更加完全的投入。
Prophets and Kings, page 278。
先知与君王原文278面。
We are standing on the threshold of the crisis of the ages.
我们正站在历代以来最大危机的门口。
In quick succession, the judgments of God will follow one after another.
上帝的刑罚将接踵而至。
Fire, flood, earthquake with war and bloodshed.
就是火灾、水灾、地震以及战争流血的事。
We are not to be surprised at this time by the events both great and decisive.
我们对于现今所发生的重大而有决定性的事不应感到惊奇。
For the angel of mercy cannot remain much longer to shelter the impenitent.
因为上帝慈悲的天使不能再停留多久来庇护这些作恶端的人。
What is the indication, or at least one indication, that we are nearing the end?
在来到末世的时候，有一个我们可以看到的是什么呢？
One of the indications is natural calamities.
其中一个我们可以看到就是天灾。
Fire and flood and earthquake.
比如说到火灾、水灾、地震等等。
Today, the world tries to explain them scientifically.
今天我们的世界就以科学的角度来阐述解释这些的天灾。
But what the world does not know,
但是世界所不懂的
that science cannot explain all these things.
就是科学不能够完全的解释所有所发生的事。
It is because they are the judgments of God on this world.
这是因为这一切的发生是上帝带给这世上的一种审判。
When we see these natural disasters,
当我们看到这些天灾的时候，
we are not to be taken back as though we are amazed.
我们不需要因为这些事情的发生而感到惊讶和惊奇。
Why aren't we to be surprised?
为什么不需要感到惊奇呢？
Yes, because we've already been told they were coming.
很显然是因为我们已经晓得，我们有这些事情，我们已经晓得了，已经先知道了。
Friends, if you're surprised by what is coming,
朋友们，如果你为这些事情而感到惊奇的话，
it clearly means you don't know what the Holy Bible is saying.
那就显明你不晓得圣经里头所要讲的东西。
In other words, you're not studying, you're not praying.
换句话说，你没有研究，也没有祷告。
The world will be surprised.
世界当然会感到惊奇。
But God's children should not be.
但上帝的子民绝对不是这样的心态。
We should see in the calamities of the world a sign that God is telling us the end is near.
我们应该看到这天灾的时候，就晓得这是从上头而来的一个征兆，时已无多。
And I can tell you this.
我也可以告诉你。
As bad as the calamities have been.
就好像这些所发生的天灾有多恐怖。
According to the Bible and the spirit of prophecy,
根据圣经和预言之灵的话而说，
they will only get worse as we near the closer to the end.
这些天灾会更加越来越惨重的发生，当我们越接近世界的末日。
Prophets and Kings, page 537.
先知与君王，原文537面。
Now this is a very interesting statement from the servant of the Lord. I want you to listen to this one.
我要你听清楚这一段的摘录。
The present time is of overwhelming interest to all living.
现今乃是对于一切存活之人都具有极其重大关系的时期。
Rulers, statesmen, men who occupy positions of trust and authority.
统治者和政治家身居要职手握大权的人。
Thinking men and women of all classes have their attention fixed upon the events taking place about us.
以及各阶层的有心人士都在留心注意在我们周围所发生的大事。
They are watching the relations that exist among the nations.
他们很注意当前的国际关系。
They observe the intensity that is taking possession of every earthly element.
他们看到每一组织的势力都呈现着紧张的状态。
They recognize that something great and decisive is about to take place.
所以他们都认定将有重大而决断的事件发生。
That the world is on the verge of a stupendous crisis.
那就是全世界已濒临惊人危机的边缘了。
Now, according to this statement,
根据这一段的摘录，
We're told that thinking men and women,
我们看到就是这些所有思考这一些话题的人们，
rulers, statesmen, in other words, politicians,
无论他们是统治者或者是政治家，
throughout the world,
在各地，
there are those in the world who are intelligent people.
我们就看到很多都是有智慧的人，有聪明的人。
And they are watching what is going on around the world between this nation and that nation.
而他们也在细心的观察各国所发生的东西。
They are realize that the intensity is only increasing.
他们也发现到这个状态是越来越紧张的了。
And because they're thinking men and women,
因为他们是有思考的人类，
they realize something's about to happen.
他们是也晓得有某样的东西即将发生。
That the world is about to enter into a stupendous crisis.
那就是全世界即将面临一个非常危机的边缘。
Now, I want you to understand this statement.
我要你明白这一段的摘录。
She is not talking about Seventh-day Adventists.
怀世母不是在这里讲到这个基督复临安息日的会友。
She's talking about non-Seventh-day Adventists.
他是谈到那些非基督复临安息日的人吗?
And worldly people.
还有这些世界的人呢?
But these people are smart enough to know that something's about to happen.
然后这一半人还要反而更加的聪明，知道有某样重要的事情要发生了。
They realize when they are looking at the relationship of the nations that things cannot continue to go the way they're going.
当他们观察到人与人之间的关系越来越紧张的时候，这个世界不可能继续的走下去。
They know something's going to happen. Now they don't know exactly, but they know something's going to happen.
他们晓得某样重要的事情要发生，但不晓得是什么样的事情。
Now here's the whole point of this statement.
那么这一段摘录的最重点是什么?
If the children of darkness know by studying world events something's about to happen, how much more should the children of light?
如果世人这些世界之子呢，都因为研究世界的走向而晓得某样重要的东西要发生，更何况我们是上帝的光明之子呢？
There are those in the world who do not know what we know in the Holy Bible.
那些世界的人不晓得我们所晓得的圣言。
They don't have the spirit of prophecy.
他们也没有预言之灵。
And yet, they're thinking men and women, and they know something's about to happen.
但是在他们思考的时候，他们晓得有某些东西要发生。
The sad tragedy is that Seventh-day Adventists, of all people, for the most part, are fast asleep.
所以我们要感到非常的悲哀的就是，大多数的本会的会友还在沉睡中。
Which means,
意思就是说,
we're not among the thinking people of the world.
我们跟这些在思考的世界的人没有同样的思念。
I read to you last night, Sister White says, lethargy occupies us.
昨天晚上我们也看到一种似乎是麻痹症的状况进入我们的脑袋。
She says stupidity reigns in our mind.
让我们沉睡在这昏睡状态中。
And you remember what the word stupid means, don't you?
我们也看到这个沉睡昏睡的意思。
It comes from the word to stupefy.
就是使你进入麻醉的状态,
in other words, it means your mind is paralyzed.
就是说你的脑袋不能够很好或者是瘫痪了，不能思考。
You can't think correctly.
不能够正确的思考。
This is what's wrong with Seventh-day Adventists.
这就是我们本会所面临的最大的问题。
Now this ought not to be.
这不应该是这样子的。
Friends, the Bible, Jesus said, we ought to be the head, not the tail.
圣经告诉我们，我们应该是在世界在首位，而不是末端的。
And here we find that worldly people, thinking people, know something's about to happen.
我们也发现到这里，说到这些世界的人呢，居然知道有重要的事情要发生。
What a golden opportunity for us to warn the world to tell them what God said is going to happen.
所以如果我们紧抓这个时候，就是这个黄金的时间呢，来告诉这些世界的人什么事情要发生。
There's not a doubt in my mind.
我绝对毫无疑问。
When the three angels' message goes out in a loud cry,
当三天使信息凭着大呼声传扬出去的时候,
there will be those in this thinking men and women,
我可以看到这一般世界上那些有思考的人们,
who even though they may not know exactly what will happen,
虽然现在他们不晓得到底什么事情要发生,
when they hear the three angels' messages,
但是当他们听到这三天使信息的时候,
they're going to join God's people.
他们会加入上帝子民这一班里头。
All that I can say,
我只能够这样说,
is that we better wake up.
我们最好呢，就是醒起来吧。
And there's not a doubt in my mind.
我也绝对毫无疑问的。
That's why we are here for this camp.
也就是因为这个原因，我们来到这个营会。
I said last night I believed in divine appointments.
昨天晚上我说，我相信这个神性属天的安排。
I believe that each of us here have been divinely led of God.
我相信我们每一个人之所以来到这里，是上帝的安排。
It's not an accident that we are here.
这并非是一个偶然。
The Lord has brought us here for such a time as this.
上帝把我们带到这个紧迫的时刻来到这里。
And all that I can say is brothers and sisters, may God help us each one.
我只能够说，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，愿上帝帮助我们每一位。
Early writings, excuse me, evangelism, I apologize. The book Evangelism, page 361.
布道论原文361页。
The storm is coming. The storm that will try every man's faith of what sort it is.
大风暴临近了，这场风暴将要磨练每个人的信仰到底是怎么样的。
Now, what's interesting about this statement?
这个摘录为什么是重要的呢？
It tells you the purpose of the storm, or at least one particular aspect of it.
因为它告诉我们这暴风所要来的目的，是最少告诉你为什么的其中一个目的。
Why is God allowing the storm to come?
为什么上帝容许这风暴来临呢？
What is the purpose?
它的目的是什么呢？
One of the purposes is to try the people of God.
其中一个目的就是要磨练上帝的子民。
You see, today, on God's holy Sabbath day,
你看我们今天在这圣安息日里头，
we worship God in peace.
我们有平安的来到敬拜上帝。
But this will not always be.
但这样的日子不会继续下去。
See, today it's easy to profess Jesus.
因为今天我们要承认接受耶稣是简单的事情。
But how many of us would meet here today?
但是我们有多少人会也同样的来到这里？
If we knew that if we got caught, we'd be put to death.
如果我们知道来这里有可能会被抓去，然后甚至要判上死刑的话，
how many would then meet?
有多少人会因此而聚合呢？
Well, I would like to think all of us would.
我希望我们每个人还是有这样的认同感。
I've learned over the years, though, to learn to say, by God's grace, I would like to be among them.
然而，经过多年的这个经验，我只能够这样说：凭着上帝的恩典，我们希望可以这样做到。
Let me tell you a story.
让我告诉你们一则故事。
And this is a true story.
这是一则真实的故事。
It happened in the former Soviet Union.
就是在前苏联所发生的故事。
One night, a group of Christians assembled together and to worship the Lord.
一天晚上，有一组的基督徒就集合在一起来敬拜。
Now you have to remember, at that time in the Soviet Union, if you got caught for worshiping Jesus, it could cost you your life.
你要晓得，当时如果你因为在敬拜耶稣集合在一起而被抓，你甚至性命也难保。
So a group of Christians assembled together to worship.
所以这一组的基督徒就集合在一起敬拜。
As they were worshiping,
当他们敬拜的时候，
suddenly the doors in the back of the church busted open.
就忽然这个后门呢，就忽然打开。
And in came the KGB.
那么这些苏联的这些情报人员就进来了。
And they quickly gathered all the Christians.
他们就把所有的基督徒围在一起。
And they lined them up against the wall.
把他们全部呢排在这个墙壁的前面。
Then the captain of the KGB, the soldiers.
那这情报人员的这个队长呢
，told his soldiers to load their guns. In other words, get ready.
就是命令他的这些军队准备好枪械。
So here are all the Christians. They're facing the wall.
所以我们看到这一帮的基督徒都面对着墙壁。
And they hear all the guns ready to fire.
然后他们听到这个机关枪或者这个枪呢，开始准备要射杀他们。
Just before they fire,
在他们还没开枪之前
，the captain says to the Christians,
这个军队的队长就对这帮基督徒说。
I'm going to give you a chance to save yourself.
我给你一个机会，让你们保住性命。
All you have to do is renounce Jesus Christ, and I will let you go free.
你只要口头承认你不相信上耶稣，我就可以让你平安地走出去。
Now you would think that's just a little thing.
你认为这只不过是很小的一件事情。
Right, I'll renounce Jesus today. I'll go to church next Sabbath.
我今天否认耶稣，我下个星期还是能够来。
He'll forgive me.
上帝必然会
little thing.
但这不是一件小事情。
The early Christians
早期的基督徒
refused to put a little incense in Caesar's worship because they knew it was idol worship.
因为他们不愿意把这小小的香烧住在这个凯撒的偶像之前，因为他们知道这是。
They were put to death just because they didn't put a little pinch of incense in the fire.
既然因为不愿意烧香与这些偶像而死去。
Now it seems like it's a little thing.
这似乎是一件小事吧。
But is sin a little thing?
看起来是一件小事。
No, it's not.
然而不是。
Well, one by one, the people begin to renounce Jesus.
一个一个的基督徒否认了耶稣
，and he lets them go。
这个队长就让他们一个一个的走出去
，until there's just a little group of them left，
就剩下最后一小组的人。
This group refuses to renounce Jesus。
这一组的人绝对不会否认耶稣。
They would prefer to die than renounce Jesus.
他们宁愿死去，也不要否认他们的耶稣。
Now, I would like to think I have that faith. I'm not saying I do. I would like to think I have it.
我想，我多么希望有这样的信心，并不是说我一定会有。
Remember this. It's only by the grace of God we are what we are.
你要记得，也唯有因为耶稣的恩惠和他恩典，才形成我们今天。
So.He then, the captain of the guard, tells the soldiers to lock the doors.
那么之后，队长就叫他的军兵呢，把正门也给都关上锁上。
Secure the building.
就是这个教堂呢，是现在是完全被严锁了。
Now these Christians think the reason he's doing that is because he doesn't want anybody to know that he's about to kill them.
当然，这一小说的基督徒认为。他们这样做是不要让他们再逃跑，要把他们给行杀光。
When the guards tell the captain everything is secure，
当守卫告诉队长说已经是严密的封锁之后
，and everything is safe，
大家都是安全的时候
，he then tells the guards to put down their guns。
那么队长就叫所有的守卫和军兵把枪械放下
，and he tells the Christians。
后告诉这一般的基督徒
，He said, "Now I know who are the real Christians."
他说，现在我清楚晓得到底哪一些是真正的基督徒。
He said, "Let us have worship now."
他说，让我们一起来敬拜上帝。
See?
看到吗
？Just because you go to these meetings doesn't mean you are born again Christian.
只因为你来参加这些的聚会，并不是代表你是一个重生的基督徒。
Doesn't mean you really love Jesus.
并不代表你真正的爱上帝。
Now you may, and I pray to God you do.
我希望大家都是爱耶稣、爱上帝的。
But I tell you this.
但是我要告诉你。
We do not really know our own hearts.
我们甚至不晓得我们的心到底是怎么样的。
Until a crisis comes.
一直到危机出现的时候。
In times of peace and prosperity.
在平安稳妥的时候。
That is not the time we are tested to prove.What kind of a people we really are?
那不是证明我们的信仰、我们的信念、我们的人是怎么样的一个人的时候。
Character is revealed in a crisis.
品格是在危机的时候彰显出来的。
When a crisis takes place,
当危机发生的时候
，the real you appears.
那真正的你必然显现。
That's very important to remember.
这是一个很重要我们要记得的。
Who are you?
你是谁
？Now, Peter didn't know his own heart.
彼得本身也不晓得自己的心态。
We're told that man cannot read the heart of man.
我们也晓得人不能够判断或是以谋别人的心态。
You remember what God said to Samuel?
你记得上帝如何告诉撒母耳吗
？Man looketh on the outward appearance.
人看的是外表。
But God looks in the heart.
但是上帝看的是你的内心。
When God sees you,
当上帝看你的时候
，What does He see?
他看到什么
？I mean, does He look at me and say, "Well, at least he dresses nice"?
他是不是看你的外表穿着
？Well, he's at least clean shaven.
他 还是你的胡须已经剃得很干净？
Is that what he really sees?
是上帝是怎么样看人的？
What is God looking at?
上帝到底是看你的什么？
He's looking at my heart.
他是在看着我的心。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because that's the real me.
因为那是真正的我。
A crisis is coming.
危机即将来到。
It will try every man's faith.
这个危机会磨练所有上帝子民的信心。
Would we stand faithful to God?
我们是否会继续的保持我们的信仰？
May God help us to do so.
愿上帝帮助我们做到。
She goes on to say.
而是我继续说。
Believers must now be firmly rooted in Christ.
信徒们现今就必须在基督里立下坚固的根基。
Or else they will be led astray by some phase of error.
否则他们就要被一些异端邪说所迷惑。
Let your faith be substantiated by the word of God.
但愿你们的信仰有圣经道理的坚持。
Grasp firmly the living testimony of truth.
抓紧那活过真理的见证。
Have faith in Christ as your personal Savior.
信仰基督为个人的救主。
He has been and ever will be our Rock of Ages.
他始终永远是我们的幔主磐石。
The only thing that will help us.
那一个唯有帮助我们的。
Is to become firmly grounded in the Word of God.
就是稳稳地站在这个上帝的话中。
To make Jesus a personal living Savior in our lives.
把耶稣成为一个在你生命中一个活活的救主。
Anything short of this will not be sufficient.
无论其他任何的事情呢，都不能够帮助你渡过难关。
Great Controversy, page 593.
山的之争，原文593篇。
In order to endure the trial before them,
为要忍受当前的试炼期间
they must understand the will of God as revealed in His Word.
他们必须明白圣经中所启示的上帝的旨意。
And by the way, that's a very good point on how to know God's will.
我们要知道上帝的旨意，这里有一个很好的建议。
How do we know what God's will is for our lives?
我们怎样知道上帝在我们生命中所要给我们的旨意？
There are several ways.
有几个方法。
One is we take counsel. The Bible says where there's a multitude of counselors, there's safety.
一个就是根据圣经的教导，我们去听一些忠心人的劝告。
Now look, if you want to know God's will in your life,
所以如果你要晓得在你人生里头上帝的旨意。
Please try to understand what God means when He says in that passage. When He said there should be a multitude of counselors,
当说到我们有一般的这个给你劝告的人，那是
You don't take counsel from worldly non-Christian people.
这一般的人不绝对不可以是这些属世的人，不是基督徒。
No matter how smart they may be.
无论他们是有多少的聪明。
Now naturally I'm speaking mainly of spiritual things.
当然显然了我们的这个所要寻找的是属灵方面的旨意。
If you want to know God's will.
如果你要听到上帝的旨意。
You should seek counsel from a multitude of godly people.
你所要找的那一般给你劝告的人，那是属于上帝子民的一般。
People that you respect and admire in terms of their spiritual experience.
这一帮人在他们的属灵经验上是你能够敬仰的。
Now that's one way.
这是一个方法。
There's another way to know God's will.
另外一个要认识上帝旨意的方法。
And it's called the providential leadings of God.
就是上帝的特意的这个引导的方法。
Suppose you want to.About like this place here.
比如说这个地方。
That they wanted to, they had a vision of what they wanted God to do for them.
他们有一个意向要为上帝做某样的东西。
And so they had a burden in their heart.
在他们有这个重担要履行这样的任务。
So they took a leap of faith.
他们的信心就向前跨了一大步。
They felt that God led them to this property.
他们感觉到上帝带领他们来到
What does common sense tell you to do? Buy the property. If you buy the property and everything goes well, then it's an indication God is leading you. But suppose you go to try to buy the place. And all the doors closed. What is God telling you? This is not the place for you. I have somewhere else for you to go. So providential leading. Now there's another way you can know God. And that is, where is your burden? What do you, deep inside your heart, what do you want to do or you feel God calling you to do?
那就是在你心深处, 你到底愿意向上帝献上付出哪一方面的这个侍奉?
Some people say, well, I have a burden to do the medical missionary.
有些人说, 我愿意, 啊, 有这个医药布道的负担。
Others say, you know, I like teaching. I really like to teach. I feel a burden, and that's what I want to do.
有些人说我很喜欢教书，我在我心里头很希望能够为上帝做这样的侍奉。
You could be a pastor, it doesn't matter. It's whatever your burden is, whatever God is placing on your heart.
或者你想成为一个堂主任、传道人，无论你心里头有怎样的这一个重担。
Your burden generally lies where your talents are.
然而我们也看到，你心里头的那一个重担，其实跟你上帝所赐给你的恩赐才干是有直接的关系。
And who is placing the burden on your heart?
那谁把这个重担放在你的心里头呢？
God.
是上帝。
So where your burden is, the Lord is impressing upon your heart.
所以当上帝在你心里头 有这个负担的时候，上帝就一致的感应，让你感应这样。
The type of work that you should be doing.
好让你去做你该做的那一种的工作。But
there's another way to know God's will.
但是还有一个方法让你知道上帝的旨意。And
that's right here.
那就是在这里头。The
reading of the Bible and the Spirit of prophets.
就是在研究上帝和预言，上帝的圣经的话和预言。Here
we have the written revelation of God's will for the human race.
这里我们看到上帝向世人显明的他心中的旨意。How
can you know God's will if you don't spend time in the Holy Bible?
如果你不把时间花在研究圣经上，你怎么样晓得上帝的旨意呢？
It's impossible.
这是不可能的事。
That's why we must be people of the book.
所以我们要成为上帝话语的人们。
Well, let's go on with the statement.
我们继续看这一段的摘录。
So in order for us to endure the trials, we must know God's will according to the Bible.
所以如果我们要忍受当前的试炼，我们必须明白圣经中所启示的。
She says of God's people, they can honor him only as they have a right conception of his character, government, and purposes, and act in accordance with them.
白师母继续说，他们必须先对上帝的品德、政权和旨意有正确的认识，并在行为上与之配合一致。
How can they only honor God? How can they honor him?
他们怎么样才能够如何的尊敬他呢？
She says only as they have a right conception of his character, of his government, his purposes.
而是说先要对上帝的品德、政权和旨意有正确的认识。
And again, God's character, his purposes, his government are revealed here.
当然，上帝的品德、政权和他的旨意都在他的圣言里面向我们显明了。
She goes on to say, none but those who have fortified the mind with the truths of the Bible will stand through the last great conflict.
唯有那些以圣经的真理来巩固自己心灵的人，才能在最后的大斗争中站立得住。
fortify the mind. None but those who fortify the mind with the Bible will stand in the last period.
只有在我们的心灵和我们的思维方面巩固自己。 凭着上帝圣经真理，我们才能够度过这个难关。
Great Controversy, page 594. The events connected with the close of probation and the work of preparation for the time of trouble are clearly presented.
原文594面，一切有关恩典时期结束的种种大事。
So what is clearly presented to the people of God?
是什么向上帝子民明显显明的呢?
The events connected with the close of human probation and the preparation for the time of trouble.
就是这个恩典时期结束的种种大事，以及应付大灾难时期的预备工作。
In other words, there should be no excuse for us not to know these things.
换句话说，我们绝对没有任何的借口可以说我们不晓得这样的事情。
But listen to what she says.
继续看怀师母怎样说。
But multitudes have no more an understanding of these important truths than if they had never been revealed.
但有许多人根本不明白这些重要的真理，好像圣经没有把它启示给人一样。Multitudes, 有许多的人。Is
it possible that there are multitudes of Seventh-day Adventists who have no more of a knowledge of the close of probation or events connected with the close of probation and the time of trouble? Is it possible?
可能说我们本会有那么多的人会对这个即将来临的大灾难和恩典时期结束之前所要发生等等的事情没有任何的知识吗?
In my opinion,
对我来说,
it's not only possible, it's a fact.
不单只是有这可能，也是事实。
Multitudes of Seventh-day Adventists
有许多的本会会,
are completely ignorant of the message that God has given to us for these final days of verse
6。是在对上帝所这个末时之前所给我们的这一切信息呢，是完全无知的。Now
it doesn't say everybody.
但是这里没有说所有的人。It
says multitude.
只是说许多的人。Now
it goes both ways.
这是两并行的。In
other words, if there's multitudes who are ignorant of the truth.
换句话说，如果有许多人对这些的知识茫然无知，
then there have to be at least some who are knowledgeable about it.
那当然也有一小撮的人呢，是对这些知识很清楚了解的。
But we have to understand something.
那么我们要明白，
the ratio of the percentage.
这样的比率，
in this particular case, it's greater in the ignorance than in the knowledge of understanding.
看到那些无知的，要比那些有知识的太多。And
again, what is it that God is trying to help us to see?
所以上帝要我们看到什么呢？
If multitudes are ignorant of the truth,
如果许多的人是无知的，
what should it do to us?
我们要有怎么样的心态呢？
It should put upon us the question.
应该让我们心里头产生一个大问题。
Am I among the multitudes who are ignorant?
我是否是在这些许多人的其中的一份子呢？
Now obviously only you can answer that question.
很显然的，只有你自己可以回答这样的问题。
She goes on to say, in the same statement,
怀师母继续在这里这样说，
Satan watches to catch every impression that would make them wise unto salvation, and the time of trouble will find them unready.
撒旦准备随时消灭一切足以使人有得救智慧的印象，以致大艰难的时期来到的时候，他们还没有做好准备。
So every opportunity that God sends to you to awaken you up, what does Satan do?
每一个上帝所派下来所给你的每一个得救兴起的机会，撒旦会怎么样做？
Tries to steal away the impression or the conviction.
撒旦即刻的会把这样的印象和这样的确信从你心中偷出来。
And by doing this,
他这样做的时候
if you let him,
如果你容许他这样做的话
when the time of trouble comes,
当大灾难来的时候
you will be unprepared,
你就还没有做好准备。
I hope and pray that the time we spend together here,
我希望我们在这里所相处的时间
that you will be impressed to get ready for Jesus' coming.
你会心中感动要准备好接受主耶稣来临的
and to have a deeper experience with him.
并且要和耶稣有更深一层的认识。
I warn you, don't let Satan steal away that impression.
我要劝告你们，不要让撒旦把你这样的印象偷掉。
That's why Jesus said we need to watch and to pray.
所以耶稣提醒我们要时常警醒祷告。
Well, let's carry on. The Great Controversy, page
622. 善之争原文622.
The time of trouble, such as never was, is soon to open upon us.
从有国以来，直到此时所没有过的大艰难。
And we shall need an experience which we do not now possess, and which many are too indolent to obtain.
这样的大艰难很快就要在我们面前展开了，所以我们需要一种我们现今还没有，而许多人难于寻求的经验。
Now I want to stop right there.
我们在这里暂停一下。
I want us to think about what she just said.
我要大家思考刚才怀师母所说的那一段话。
Soon the time of troubles is going to open.
很快的，这个大艰难的时期即将来到。
She says, we need to have an experience which we do not now presently possess.
她说我们现在所没有的经验是我们现在应该追求的。
She says, many are too indolent to obtain.
但是她说很多人啊，非常懒惰，不要寻求这样的经验。
What does it mean to be indolent?
什么叫做懒惰？
Anybody in the nursing field, you should be working with people who are indolent, right?
就是你如果跟这些懒散的人工作，你怎么样的
Sometimes you have patients that are indolent.
有时你会对他们忍耐一些。
For whatever reason, they're physically unable to carry out a particular act.
即使他们体力不支，所以就忍耐一下。
In this particular case, it has nothing to do with the physical.
但是在这里呢，并不是说到我们的体力上的考验。
This is about spiritual.
这是我们属灵上的考验。
So what's the problem?
所以问题出现在哪里？
It's not that they cannot do it.
并不是他们做不到。
They choose not to do it.
是他们选择不要去寻求。
They are too lazy to do it.
非常懒惰，不要去做。
Too preoccupied with other things to do it.
因为他们有很多其他的事在缠绕着。
They're too absorbed in their own selfish ambition.
他们也为个人的自我私己的追求而忘记了这更重要的事情。
If we are not in the kingdom of heaven,
如果我们不在上帝的国度
it's not because God could not save us.
并不是上帝不能拯救我们。
It's not that God did not want to save us.
并不是上帝不愿意就拯救我们。
We simply chose not to be saved.
我们是自己选择不要得救。
Remember, we are free moral agents.
记得我们都是有自由道德的选择能力的。
God cannot make you a Christian.
上帝不能让你成为一个基督。
Just like God cannot make you go to hell.
就好像上帝也同样不能让你掉进地狱。
He has made provision for everyone to be saved.
他已经做好所有的安排，让所有的人都能够得。
But will everybody be saved?
但是有是否是每一个人都会得
救？ No.
不是的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because not everyone will choose to be saved.
因为不是每一个人都选择要得救。
Many are called.
许多人都。
But few are chosen.
许多人都感应到这个。
Meaning what?
但是很少的人做这样的选择。
Many are called, but few choose to accept the invitation.
就是说，很多人
Listen, if we expect to get to heaven,
我们再说,如果我们要上天,
we must understand a very important principle.
我们要明白一个非常重要的原则,
that God will save us only as we cooperate with Him.
那就是上帝只能够在我们的合作之下拯救我们。
This is known as salvation by cooperation.
这就是因为合作而来的救赎。
It's not salvation by works.
并不是因为行为而来的拯救。
You see, your faith should rest in the merits of Jesus alone.
我们看到我们的信心单建立在这个耶稣的功劳上。
And that same faith
这同样的信心,
should activate by the grace of God the will to act on the promises of God.
可以让你活泼的活出上帝在你心里头所给你的旨意，能够让你有同样的活泼的信心。
And as you choose to be saved,
而当你选择要得救的时候,
as you exercise the will,
当你应用这样的旨意的时候,
then God supplies the power.
上帝就赐给你这样的能力。
In other words,
换句话说,
your will,
你的旨意,
plus God's grace,
加上上帝的恩典,
equals,
等于,
salvation,
救赎。
Do you understand?
明白吗?
Yes? No? Maybe?
还是不懂, 还是,
yes.
可能懂。
Huh? I'm not up here for my health. I'm up here to teach you the word of the Lord. Bible makes it clear. Friends, if we're going to get to heaven, we've got to start cooperating with God. He wants us to be in heaven.
这并不是我自己的话,圣经向我们清楚写明,当我们和上帝合作的时候,他必然带我们回天家。
She then goes on and listen very carefully to this.
继续怀师母这样清楚地说,
She says, it is often the case that trouble is greater in anticipation than in reality.
世间往往有一些艰难,实际上并不像所预料的那么严重。
That is true. I mean, I think everybody has experienced that.
当然我们在自己的人生中也体验过这样的事情。
You know, I don't know if you have this cliche, but we do in the United States.
我们在美国有这样的一个说法。
You know how people make a mountain out of a molehill? That's what we call it. I don't know how that translates well. But we make a big thing out of a little thing.
就是我们小题大做。
That was quick. So you see, you know what I mean? You make something big out of something so small. You ever had that happen?
就是说,往往一件小事我们竟然把它夸大到一件非常严重大,太大的事情。
You make this great crisis in your mind. Oh, we're in trouble, we're in trouble.
你自己心里都想,哎呀,大劫难,危机来了,自己给自己麻烦。
And you're anticipating a tremendous crisis.
在你脑海里面就想到一个即将来临的一个很严重的危机。
And then when the supposed crisis hits,
但是当这个似乎的危机来临的时候,
it's not so bad.
你感受到其实没有那么严重吧?
It's not as bad as you thought.
并不是你想象的那么严重。
Well, what made the crisis bad in your mind?
但是什么造成你的思维里面认为这危机是严重的?
Because you created the crisis in your mind.
因为是你自己呢,在那边产生了这样的严重性。
It really wasn't as bad as you thought.
原来真正的危机并不是这样的。
Now, listen to this statement.
但是再听一下刚才所读的那一段,
it is often the case that trouble is greater than anticipation than in reality.
往往有一些艰难实际上并不像所预料的那么严重。
But
但是,
this is not true of the crisis before us.
这一个摆在我们面前的危机却不是这样的。
Now did you catch that?
你抓到它的重点吗?
In life, generally speaking,
就是说,基本上在我们的人生里头,
things are not as bad as they sometimes we make them out to be.
事情并不是我们想象的那么的严重。
That's the general principle.
这是我们人生基本上的原则。
But not so at the, when the time of trouble comes.
但是大艰难来的时候就不是这样的了。
In other words,
换句话说,
No matter how great you anticipate the crisis to be,
不论你怎样思考这个危机的严重性，
it will not equal the reality of what's coming.
这绝对不能够和即将真正来临的危机成为一个正比。
Let me put it to you very simply.
简单的来说，
we're in trouble if we don't get ready.
如果我们现在不做好准备，我们将面临一个大问题。
There's coming a crisis unlike anything in the history of the human race.
这即将来的这个危机呢，是这个历史空前绝后的一个危机。
And I believe that as God's people,
我也相信身为上帝的子民，
we do not realize the enormity of what's coming.
我们还没有真正的察觉感受到这个危机的严重性。
She goes on to say,
怀圣母继续说，
the most vivid presentation cannot reach the magnitude of the ordeal.
最生动的言语也不足以形容这一次的大考验与万一。
In that time of trial,
在这个时期中，
every soul must stand for himself before God.
每一个人必须单独站立在上帝。
Now, there's one little phrase I want to focus on.
这里有一小段是我要。
Every individual must stand for himself before God.
那就是每一个人呢，必须单独站立在上帝面前。
The faith of your brother or sister or mother or father is not enough.
你的父母、你的弟兄姐妹的信心，不能够成就任何你的信心。
The faith of your friends.
你朋友的信心。
Not good at
it. 也是不够好。
Another person's faith is not your faith.
别人的信心不是你的信心。
We are going to be tested individually.
我们必每一个人单独的受到考验。
And unless we individually exercise our faith in God, we will not stand.
所以除非我们个人呢，在上帝的面前硬做我们的信心，我们绝对不能够度过这个危机。
Let me close with a story.
让我以一则故事来结束。
How many have ever heard of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah?
有听过这三位啊，但以三位朋友的故事吗？
You heard about these three boys?
这三个。
What is their pagan's name?
他们的异教的名字是什么？
That's right, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
就是撒拉、米色和亚摩尼哥。
Well, these three boys, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah,
然后他们原来的希伯来文名是 Hananiah,
were taken captive with literally millions of Jews.
他们跟着很多上百万的犹太人都全部被俘虏了。
And they were taken to Babylon.
带到来到巴比伦。
One day, Nebuchadnezzar decided to put an image of gold up for everyone to worship.
有一天，尼布甲尼撒王决定要立下一个金像，让所有的人敬拜。
And he said, on a certain day, I'm going to give a decree that at a certain time you will bow the knee and worship that image.
那么他就下了一道指令，在某个日子、某个时间，所有的人就向这个金像敬拜。
That day had arrived.
那一天来到了。
The Bible says the music began to play.
圣经说音乐开始响起。
The decree went forth.
这个指令发出。
And every knee bowed.
每一个人都是俯伏前拜。
Except for Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
除了哈拿尼亚、米撒和这个亚撒。
The question is why?
为什么是这样子？
Multitudes and multitudes of Jews worship that image that day.
当天，很多很多的犹太人也俯伏敬拜这个金像。
They all knew the same things as Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They think they had the same truth. They had the same Bible.
他们跟这个海拉尼亚、亚撒和米撒呢，都有同样的圣经，都有同样的上帝的指引。
So why did those three Hebrew boys stand and the majority of them bow the knee and worship the image?
那为什么只有这三个希伯来的青年人站立得住，其他的人都俯伏敬拜？
Do you think that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah all of a sudden decided at that moment we're going to be faithful to Jesus?
你认为这三位希伯来青年是在当时才决定说我们要忠心于我们的上帝吗？
Do you think that?
你认为是这样子的吗？
No. That's right. They didn't automatically decide that moment.
当然，他们不是在那一个时刻才做这样的决定。
What enabled them to stand in that great crisis?
什么让他们在那一个危机站立得住呢？
They had cultivated a habit of always yielding to God's will.
原来他们已经在每日的生活中培养了一个每一天 降服于上帝旨意之下的心态。
In good times and in bad times.
在逆境，在顺境的时候。
And when the great crisis came.
所以当这个大危机来的时候。
They stood faithful before God.
他们能够在上帝面前站立的。
Because they individually cultivated a habit of living a faithful life with God.
因为他们是每一个人自己下了一番功夫，个人呢在上帝面前培养了这样的信心。
What does the Bible say? If you're faithful in little, you'll be faithful in what?
圣经怎么告诉我们？如果我们在小事上忠心的话，
you'll be faithful in much.
我们也在大事上忠心。
It's a lesson to learn.
这是我们要学的。
If you're given a task.
如果我给你一份任务，给你一份责任，
and you think it's so small，
你认为这只是一个小小的任务。If
you fail at that little test，
如果在这小小的事上你失败，
what makes you think you'll stand when somebody gives you great responsibility？
什么能够让你觉得当另外一个人给你大任务的时候，你能够承担得起？
Learn to be faithful in the little things，
在我们的小事上，我们要学习。
So that when the great test comes,
好让这个大考验来到的时候,
you will stand faithful as well.
你也能够同样的站立得住。
How many want to say with me?
有多少的人愿意跟我一起这样说?
By the grace of God,
凭着上帝的恩典,
help me, dear God, to stand faithful in the little things.
帮助我, 上帝在小事上站立得住。
So when the great test comes,
好让我在临面这个大考验。
I will be faithful in the great things.
我也能够忠心于这个大考验。
How many of you want that?
有多少人愿意这样说？
God bless you.
上帝，让我们祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you for your tender mercies.
天父上帝，感谢你给我们的恩惠。
Now bless us and keep us in Jesus' name.
求你继续的保守我们，奉主耶稣的名祈求。